You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
We talk a lot about what it takes to get by. We talk a lot about what it takes just to get through the difficult times. We talk about what it takes to survive. But we don't want to just survive. We don't want to just get through the difficult times. I don't want you to just get by. What I want to do, what I want you to really do, is live. And I mean really, really live. A full life. And what does that take? That takes one thing, one word, one emotion that is a game changer. That's what we're going to talk about today. Let's start the meeting.
Whatever you're going through, you will get through it because you're here. And that means you are not alone. This is The Meaningful Meeting. Now your host, Ace Cannon.
All right, buckle up because we're going to move fast today. And I'll be quite honest with you. I tried not to over-prepare. To that end, I may have underprepared. I don't know, but I care about this so much. This is so important to making your life better. And how do I know that? Because I'm focused on this and making my own life better. That's one of the things that I lost somewhere along the way that I finally figured it out. Like, that's what I'm missing in life. That's the key thing that I've missed out on for so many years that I got to get myself back on track with. So if you're new to The Meaningful Meeting, my name is David Cannon, Ace from the Ace and TJ Show. I am not a therapist. I don't have any kind of a license. I'm just a guy who's been through some crazy stuff in life. And I have some ideas. Most important of those is the fact that if there's something that I share here that helps you, that helps me. And first off, I cannot thank you enough for the wonderful, kind messages that everybody shared after last week's episode. And those of you still sharing from the episode 2 weeks ago about divorce with Colleen Odegaard, our media friend here in the Mothership Market of Charlotte, that means the world to me. And I hope you'll continue to do so via Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Ace at Large on all, David Ace Cannon on Facebook. Please give me your thoughts, give me your feelings, give me your feedback. Tell me what's important to you to talk about. Again, I don't claim to have any answers. I'm just sharing my own experiences, things that I care about. And this one today, I care about a lot. This one today excites me because this is the one that could change everything. This is the one thing that makes it all worthwhile. It is defined as a strong and barely controllable emotion. It is passion. Now, passion means something different to a lot of people. And I'm not necessarily talking about the type of passion that is similar to lust, although you need that. Trust me, you need that in your life. Not necessarily a bad thing. I know I need that in my life. What I'm talking about, though, is the type of passion that changes your life. And it comes in so many different forms. And that's what I think makes it so special, so cool, is it's so unique. It's because it's different for each one of us. We all have to reach out and define those things about which we are passionate in life. And those are the things that are the most special. Those are the things that we should care about the most. Those are the things that will help us the most. Because passion being passionate about something, really caring about something, can give you a reason to live. Let me tell you where this idea started. If you haven't seen the movie Air, it's the story of how Nike got Michael Jordan in 1984 to sign with Nike, and the world changed after that. Now, a little backstory if you don't know the movie. Michael was planning to sign with Adidas, which was the hottest shoe brand on the street at the time. Run DMC. My Adidas. That came a couple years later, but you get the idea. They were rocking Adidas. It was the cool thing. Especially unlaced Adidas. Now, they were number one on his list. Converse was number two. The Converse All-Star, that was the basketball shoe worn by Dr. J and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And most of the superstars of the NBA at the time wore the Converse All-Star. And then there was Nike. It was basically a running shoe. It made its name as a running shoe. It was the smallest of the three brands. And they figured out a way to get Michael Jordan by changing everything. By instead of having Michael wear their shoe, making the shoe about Michael. And I was watching this movie because I'm fascinated with the story. This is in my wheelhouse. These are my high school years. This is what I grew up with. I understood the terrain completely and totally. But what made it so special, what made me care so much, is that at the very end of the movie, there's a really great scene with Matt Damon, who played a guy named Sonny Vaccaro. And Sonny Vaccaro was the guy at Nike, the basketball guru, so to speak. He'd been brought in to kind of build their basketball brand. And he's the only guy, he's the guy that thought of this entire concept that instead of making Michael wear their shoe, they would, instead of getting three or four players, they'd give all the money to Michael in an attempt to get him to come to Nike so they can build everything around Michael Jordan. He's the only guy that believed in it. And he convinced everyone else through his passion and his belief. Then at the end, he's got to change the mind of Michael Jordan, who had no intention of signing. And he goes through about a 2.5-minute speech. I'm not going to play you the whole thing. Don't worry, but I am going to play you a little bit at the end because he's just set the tone. He's explained to Michael Jordan that here's what's going to happen. You're going to be a superstar. And then once you reach the peak, they're going to tear you down because that's what we do in America. And he's just finished explaining to Michael how we're going to tear him apart. And what's he going to do next?
And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? Who are you, Michael? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer. And that's why we're all here. A shoe is just a shoe. Until somebody steps into it, then it has meaning. The rest of us just want a chance to touch that greatness. And we need you in these shoes, not so you have meaning in your life, but so that we have meaning in ours. Everyone at this table will be forgotten as soon as our time here is up. Except for you. You're going to be remembered forever because some things are eternal. You're Michael Jordan, and your story is going to make us want to fly. Whew.
That's passion. That's a reason to live. Don't you want to care about your job and your moment as much as Matt Damon made you care in that moment, as much as portraying Sonny Vaccaro? I mean, Matt Damon clearly has a tremendous amount of passion for his job. I don't know if we'd get along personally. I think our politics are pretty far apart, but he seems like an okay guy, and I love his work as an actor. But that's a guy named Sonny Vaccaro trying to do the impossible. Why? Because he knows in his heart of hearts that it's the right thing to do, that it's going to change the world, that it's going to be huge, that it's going to be special. And it worked. And they did change the world. They changed the world of sports. They changed the world of fashion. They changed pop culture forever. It will never be the same. At the end of the movie, it points out that Michael Jordan still makes $400 million a year. $400 million a year. 39 years after he signed with Nike. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. But man, just to feel that, isn't that exciting? What is your passion? We talk about this a lot on the radio. And a lot of times your passion is something that you just need to go back to every now and then, because it helps you center yourself. Maybe it makes you happy. Maybe it makes you feel better. It always doesn't have to drive and motivate you to be a better person. Sometimes your passion can just be your escape, your special place to go. And I'll share something with you. And if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching this, you're going to get ready, because this is probably going to make me cry. But I can play you a clip of something called It's Saturday Night in Death Valley. I can't make it through this without crying. It's a minute and 46 seconds long. I've never watched it, not once. And I've probably watched it 10,000 times. I've never watched it and not cried, not teared up. I can't physically do it. Here's why. When I was a kid growing up, LSU football, LSU was massive to me. And my dream was to go to LSU. Now, I toyed with some other schools. I had some scholarship offers to some other schools, but I wanted to go to LSU, and I was going to make that happen. And I remember going down and moving into the dorm. I was 18. It was August of 86 in Louisiana. It was hot. And I could not have been more excited. And my mom used to like to tell the story of how the first Saturday that there was an LSU football game, and it was a big game, LSU versus Texas A&M. Both teams were ranked. It was going to be on national television. My dorm, when I looked out my dorm window, I could see Tiger Stadium, this glorious pantheon of college football that I had loved my entire life and cared so much for my entire life. It's there. It's right out my window. I walk over to Tiger Stadium across a very small parking lot, two lanes of parking, two rows of parking. I walk over there to buy snacks and to wash my clothes right there inside the stadium. I was supposed to live in the dorms that are built into that stadium for a while until they closed them, and they moved me right across to where I ended up living. And my mom likes to talk about the fact that the first day that I was ever there for an LSU college football game, I called her three times. Game didn't start until 7 o'clock at night. I called her three times just to check in, tell her how awesome it was, how excited I was. I could not believe that was going to be me. Whew, you want passion? Whew. God love it. This is phenomenal. It's from a piece called It's Saturday Night in Death Valley. You can't see the video. You won't get all of the audio unless you're an LSU fan, because it makes certain references, but it is amazing.
It is a Louisiana gumbo of humanity that cheers its Tigers to victory and destroys the dreams of invading foes. The chance of rain is never. It is the cathedral of college football, and worship happens here. When the sun finds its home in the western sky, it is a field of glory, for sure. But much more than that, it is a sacred place. And it is Saturday night in Death Valley.
10,000 times I've seen that. I love that much. I love that place. I am so proud to have a degree from there. I had an incredible time. I can't express to you how special that place is to me. It's taking my kids there has been special. Going back for games still to this day is special. It gives me goosebumps. I cry when I'm there. I can't help it. I love it that much. Now, here's the question. Here's the thing. What do you love that much? It can be a person. It can be a thing. It can be your college. It can be anything. It could be simple things like books. It doesn't have to be huge and complicated and expensive. But what is it that makes you feel something? What is it that motivates you? What is it that's special? That's what passion's all about. That's why we've got to have it in our lives. A strong and barely controllable emotion. My emotions, when I play those two things I've played for you, are, you can see, you can hear, they are barely controllable. This is the thing that can change your life. And trust me, because I've been mired in this quagmire of whatever these emotions are that I've had and really struggling for a few years now, even going back to my divorce and things before that, man, it just seems like you look back and like the amount of time and I could have been doing so many things. I'm bitter and I'm aggravated with myself and I'm angry at others and all these things. And somewhere along the way, I lost a little bit of that passion, a little bit of that fire. This is the most important thing. This is the thing you need. This is the thing that makes it all worthwhile. One more thing I want to share with you, because I found this online. I love it. It's a motivational speech by a guy named Jay Shetty. And I think he just hits the nail on the head as to why being passionate about something, being passionate about life, being passionate about your family, being passionate about anything can make you something special.
We've always been told that life and jobs and careers are like boxes and containers. There's only a finite number of options. There is no formula, there is no pattern. If you know what you're passionate about, if you know what you're good at, and you invest in that. People say follow your passions, I say forget that. Invest in your passions. If you're passionate about something, go and become the best at it. Go and do a course on it. Go and learn from the best. Go and find a mentor who's gonna make you incredible at that trait. Not only will you be criticized and grow, you'll be able to find new things about yourself that you never knew. Don't trade who you are for who you think the world needs.
Don't trade who you are for who you think the world needs. What makes that happen? Passion. Don't trade who you are for what you think the world needs. Who are you? What are you passionate about? And how do you go about following that passion? Again, I've said it before, passion alone can give you a reason to live. There is something, if you've ever thought about killing yourself, if you've ever thought about suicide, there is something or someone in your life that you care about. There's got to be something you love. There's got to be something that makes you smile, that makes you happy, that fills your mind, that fills your heart. There's got to be something. There has to be something. And if you say there's not, you're not looking hard enough. You're not being honest with yourself. Passion can give you a reason to live. Passion can show you a way out. Passion can show you a way to a better life. If you've been through a divorce and you're just feeling beaten up, sometimes the only thing that makes you feel better are those things you're passionate about. Sometimes it's something simple that allows you to escape, to clear your mind, to come back feeling refreshed. It may be the thing that turns into a career for you, that turns your life around. It may be the thing that brings you closer to your friends, to your family, that provides joy and happiness, but you've got to care about it first. Some way, in some way, shape, or form, somehow you've got to find a way to care about something, because that's going to be the thing that sustains you. Passion can show you how to be the person you want to be. Don't you want to love something so much? Don't you want to love something that much that it hurts, that you've got to do it? You do. You know why? Because that's the thing that's going to make you special. That's the thing that's going to sustain you in the difficult times. That's the thing that's going to put a smile back on your face. And that's the thing that's going to give you hope for a better today, a better tomorrow, a better year, a better life. Because if you really care about something, if you're really passionate about something, you care about it so deeply, it will steal your will that no one or nothing can harm you. No one or nothing can take you down. No one or nothing can make you feel less than what you think you can be. You know why? Because you care about it more than anything in the world. It means more to you, and they cannot take it away from you. They cannot hurt you. They cannot harm you. They cannot make you feel bad about yourself. Well, they can temporarily, but ultimately you're going to figure it out. That, hey, this is what I love. This is what I care about. I cannot be stopped by this. Sometimes it's just something that makes you happy. Sometimes your passion is a reminder of a great time. But that's okay, because won't that make you want that great time again? Alcohol, drugs, divorce, all of these things, bad jobs, all these things that we're fighting through, depression, anxiety. Caring about something, being passionate about something is going to really give you motivation, going to give you drive, going to make you smile. It's going to give you hope. Sometimes it's something you can depend on. You can turn to that to make you smile, to remind you how good you can be, the person you can be. Maybe it reminds you of who you were and who you want to be again. But here's the bottom line. You have to be honest with yourself. If you've lost your passion, go find it. Maybe it's changed. Maybe it's not what it used to be. Maybe you have to realize that you're not passionate about the same things you were 3, 5, 10, 15 years ago. Maybe something different motivates you and moves you now. That's okay. That's life. That happens. Trust me. I know. But then you got to turn around and find that new passion. You got to find that new fire. You got to find that new something that gives you meaning. Stop blaming others. Stop blaming others. Because you are not living up to your own dreams and desires. Let your passion and your drive guide you. Let your passion guide you out of your difficult situation to be the person you want to be. Let it give you a reason to live. It's the most important thing. And the beauty of it is, you can be passionate about more than one thing. And then someday you look back and realize that in all that you've been through and all that you've overcome and all that you've accomplished in life, whatever that may be, however big, however small, you've got something that you're proud of. And you've got something that you care about. And you've got something that allows you to help someone else. To be a mentor, to be a guide, to be a positive influence. Because you've done it and you can then help them. All because you cared about it. All because that passion drove you in life to be better than often you thought you could be. And that's when this all becomes truly special. Because that's the day that you will tell your story of how you've overcome what you're going through. And that will become part of someone else's survival guide. I say it every week. That's why we're here. I hope, against everything in the world, I hope that somehow, as soon as you finish listening to this, as soon as you finish watching this, you turn around and start to take stock in life. Think about the things you care about, the things you love, and how you can let your passion for those things push you to get through what you're going through, push you to be a better person, push you to be more successful, push you to have a reason to live, so that someday you can tell someone how you made it through, and you can be someone's mentor, and you'll pull them along. And you know what happens then? They'll do the same. And then that person will do the same. All because of you and what you've been able to do for yourself. go find your passion. We'll see you next week.
Now, whatever you're going through, you're not alone. You are a part of the Meaningful Meeting, presented by the Radio Network. Copyright ATJ, Inc., 2022.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.